Hey, this is the Rebel Room right here on LasVegasSun.com. Ray Brewer and Taylor Byrne, Rebel fans, and Jerry Tarkanian, UNLV, will announce on Wednesday a statue of the coaching legend to be placed outside the Thomas and Mack Center. That means a lot of family pictures, a lot of stories to your kids about Coach Tarkanian, what he did at UNLV, and a lot of questions have been coming our way, Taylor, since you broke the story Thursday. Folks want to know, when's it going to be built? What's it going to look like? Could I make a suggestion? And I even have a suggestion myself, but what do we know? Is there a timeline set forth, or are we going to learn more this week?
That's the one thing I feel bad about. Anybody tuning into this wanting to find out all of those answers, I don't have them. The information that I did get was, you know, very limited, because this was going to be kind of a surprise at Wednesday's press conference, and that's when we'll find out a lot about we'll see the rendering, going to get more of an idea on the total cost. I have heard that some money has already been raised for it. This is not UNLV Athletics paying for it. It is outside funds, and it's through the UNLV Alumni Association, who did say that they have been working on a project, but said that the details are not set for that. That's their official word. But I do have multiple sources who say a bronze statue of Mr. Tarkanian. And your suggestion, I'm sure, is the one that I would like to see also, that I saw on Twitter too. Is it towel related?
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing. If you do a statue of Tark, it has to have the towel included.
I agree. Whether it's on his shoulder or in it, I think in his mouth would probably be a bit much.
Yeah, but do you remember, and I'm sure you've seen the Sports Illustrated cover from when UNLV beat Duke, and it's Moses Scurry's arm around Tark, like right on the bench, right? And I think he had the towel on his like left shoulder.
Yeah, then. Yeah.
And for me, that would be, I mean, that just speaks volumes to Tark, because, you know, Moses Scurry, a tough kid from the city, you know, who had to go the JC route, a little rough around the edges, and a guy who just, you know, thrived with Coach Tark. And, you know, Coach took a lot of heat for the type of player he recruited, and he won with those players. And that's what made him so popular, is that he was a guy who gave kids a second chance, or a chance when others didn't. And forget about the wins. They were awesome. The four Final Fours. Define UNLV, put UNLV on the map. But when you talk about Jerry Tarkanian, for a lot of kids or a lot of former players, it was the fact that this guy wasn't afraid of whatever their background was or whatever it said on paper. And for me, that picture of Moses Scurry and Coach Tarkanian just speaks volumes. So, but I don't know if you want to have another person besides Tark in it.
Yeah, I think the plan is just for like an individual one of him. And so I imagine it would be something, you know, kind of standing. You would think probably just – you know, he wore pretty simple stuff when he was coaching, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not as simple as Dave, but yeah. He frequently wore the
short sleeves. Yeah, yeah.
Short sleeves. That's
so
awesome.
So I would think something like that. Probably a towel on the shoulder, smile on the face. So, you know, something along those lines. Uh-huh. But it is, you know, you mentioned it's going to be like the kids who, you know, didn't necessarily know Tark. Their parents are going to walk up, point to it, tell them about it, get their photos taken with it. And that's what statues are for, essentially.
Whenever I go to Pirate games, you go across the Clemente Bridge, and there's a big statue of Clemente right when you get on the other side. And, like, the line to take pictures there is absolutely outrageous.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
Yeah. I've never been big on the statues and Hall of Fame thing. And this is, you know, what I wrote about, too. I mean, it's kind of just the latest the latest honor for Tark after getting selected to the Hall of Fame. He'll be inducted this fall. I've never really gotten them necessarily. I did when I was like younger, you know, when you idolize them. Now they're not something that I like look for, but I think as far as like a family thing, like if you're, you know, if you just have a kid and you just want to, it's just an easy way to explain something to someone.
Here's the thing I couldn't figure out about you is, do you remember last fall we went to that multi-Hall of Fame thing at the Luxor? And I thought it was like the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah,
I was all fired up.
You were in it.
And you're just like, you've seen one Babe Ruth jersey, you've seen them all.
Yeah.
And I was just
that is almost literally my opinion.
Yeah.
Hall of Fames are just, you know, not my thing, really. I understand them because I used to, you know, I've got – I don't even want to tell you how big my Sammy Sosa collection of just crap is, because I would just, you know, and I've got so many baseball cards, and I, you know, I followed the guys, and you want to get like the piece of the jersey and all that. So I had that in my past. I'm just over it.
Would you take a picture in front of a Sammy Sosa statue?
Oh, now I would, ironically. Like, I would like to find where there's a Sammy Sosa statue.
If there was.
I would not be shocked if there's one that he paid for that's in the Dominican Republic.
Are you a, you're a Bulls fan then?
I was.
Yeah. Would you take a picture in front of the Jordan?
And I walked past it when I, you know, because we covered a game there in last year when UNLV played Illinois. I saw it. I didn't think much. Okay. It just, you know, it's not my thing, but I understand what it means to a lot of people.
Sure.
And the big reaction on Twitter after I put the story out was, you know, about time. Like, you know, everybody wanted him in the Hall of Fame, or at least everybody, you know, that follows me, wanted him all in the Hall of Fame and has wanted a statue.
Yeah.
And even, you know, people are talking about they want the shark back. Like on, I think it would just like travel around like the upper bowl kind of thing, like that sort of
thing. And Dave would embrace that. That's the cool
thing.
Oh,
he would. Yeah. And they have, did they used to have like the like laser lights that would do like a shark on the court?
Yeah.
Is that something? Okay.
So it'd be before the show that you do the shark clap
and
the thing would go around. The thing I found on Twitter yesterday when you wrote the story that was semi humorous was somebody was like, what, no Robert Maxim? Statue. Of course, Maxim and Tark, flashback to the early 90s, had their disputes and ultimately led to Tark no longer coaching UNLV. And everybody always says, well, if UNLV wouldn't have meddled in Tark's business, we would have had the Fab Five, all the players, and O'Banions would have came here, and UNLV would have been this dynasty. And look what kind of Duke became there in the early 90s. And that would have been UNLV, and Weaver and Maxim stole that from us, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if I buy into that, because we see how hard it is to win a tournament game.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's given, but yeah, the talent probably would have been there. A UNLV was this like national brand. Oscar Goodman, the former Las Vegas mayor, always tells a story about how when he was in New York City for something in the early 90s, he kept running into people with UNLV shirts and hats on. And that's how the Tark brand, you know, grew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's just something, it'll add to the, to the area, because it's going to be, and I don't know the exact location, but it's going to be basically in that concourse, kind of open area that's right in between the Mac, Cox, and Mendenhall. And the timeline kind of thing, I would not be surprised, because they have been working on this. I would not be surprised if they have it ready for the season. That's something I'm honestly really looking forward to on Wednesday. Not asking the timeline so much as, who do you go to when you want a statue made?
Yeah, is there a local guy?
Like, that's I really want to know that. Like the process of getting that made.
There's got to be some artist that does this.
And yeah, you draw it out, but then who makes it? Like,
I don't know. And how long does it take to make?
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm like, go back to my Pirates, PNC Park. You've got Mazeroski, Stargell, Clemente. And then how do you get it? These things weigh a ton. How do you get them there?
Well, I mean, trucks.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but from the park, could you imagine? I mean, the parking lot right there in front of the Mendenhall Center, you're going to have to, like, get a bunch of dollies and guys. And
I don't think that part is as complicated as you're making it sound. Maybe it is. I don't know. But that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns with it. I think at least based on the reaction, you know, a lot of excitement. People just enjoy having it around. Yeah. You know, it's not it's not like this absolutely had to happen, but I think a lot of people, you know, agree with the decision, and especially, you know, Tark's 82, getting up there in age. It's nice that he can be courtside. Like, so if you're, you know, kind of our example of like, let's say a father taking his son to the game, and you want to tell him about Tark, you can. A lot of time you can point and say, he was a coach. You know, one of these days he's not going to be there anymore. And so then you're, you know, you've got the statue there.
Okay, let me ask you this. Rebel Room, right here on LasVegas.com. Do you think some of the honors Tarkanian has gotten the last month, the Hall of Fame finally, the statue at UNLV, is that because Jerry Tarkanian, the great basketball coach, finally getting his due? Or some of that, somebody saying, well, we better take care of Tark here because he's got – only a few good days or months left or years or whatever it may be. I'm obviously not in the best of health. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, I think there's probably some of both. But, you know, he had that health scare right after the season last year. And so, I mean, it's possible that none of this would have even been in time kind of thing. But I do think there's probably more of a push now because of that. But it's also, you know, you wouldn't do this for like a middling coach, mm-hmm. or, you know, just somebody that you had around. You know, this was the
Bobby's
guy
not going to get a statue outside of Sanborn, is he?
that would be quite the turnaround.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, this is somebody who defined what UNLV is. And so, you know, I'm still to this day, like, everybody who knows UNLV nationally relates it back to the Tark days. And so I think they just want to honor it.
Even kids, when you talk to kids about coming here, they mention Coach
Tark. They do,
Tark.
Yeah. And the kids who weren't even alive when he was
and
here.
And the cool thing is, he comes to practice, and whenever he's there, or at least when I've seen it, a lot of the kids come over and
he doesn't go to many practices anymore, at least not though, you know, there are some closed ones, and so I'm not at every practice, but when they do, you know, kind of everybody comes over and pays homage. Yeah. You know, so it's almost like a godfather kind of thing.
I'd like to see Tark pull like Reinhart inside and say like, listen, don't shoot the ball.
Don't shoot it so much.
You're killing me here. Rebel Room right here on LasVegasSun.com. If you like what we're talking about, check out our KNUV show.
KUNV.
KUNV, 91.5, The Source, 7 a.m. on Tuesday. For Taylor, I'm Ray. This is the Rebel Room. Congrats to Coach Tark.